from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fellas, it's already starting. Stephon Diggs, C.J. Stroud on the sideline that first game against the Steelers, Clint. Already news outlets, people say it. Oh, there it is. That's exactly what Buffalo doesn't miss. It's exactly what the Texans avoid. And listen, Clint, we were ones right out in front talking about it. I don't even believe Ocho, who is scared to death of it, conned himself into thinking that there was something there with that. He might have, but boy, that's what these two are, or that's what Stephon Diggs has in front of him of any kind of spirited conversation he has, Clint, will be taken to potentially that level. And I was shocked that was even a thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, what we're talking about, there's clearly a video of C.J. Stroud and Tank Stephon Diggs on the sideline having a very animated conversation. It was following the Tank Dell touchdown. If you take the time to open-mindedly watch the video, it's very clear that it's two guys that are talking ball, that are discussing the last play. And then if you want to go a little bit further, which I would encourage people that are going to comment negatively to at least flip all the stones and watch what the hell was going on. I would be willing to bet a house note that conversation, because what happened was the defense rolled to a cover two. So you had a corner that was eyes in, sinking a bit, and you had a two safety on that side of the field opposite where Tank Dell caught the touchdown. Stephon Diggs is running. He decides to break his route off underneath the safety, which led him directly to a corner. And I would bet a house note that him and C.J. Stroud were discussing, hey, the next time we run that play, if we get that look where there's a two safety and a corner that's drifting with his eyes inside, I'm going to do this or that. Here's how I'm gonna attack it. I'm going to attack the safety, and this time I attack the corner more. This next time I'm going to attack the safety more, and I'm going to try to get over the top of that corner just to give you an option if you do need it. It seemed like a conversation like that. In fact, I would be willing to bet you that with the specifics of that play, that it was something about the route he ran versus the coverage versus what they would want to do next time if that's the coverage that they get. So it's wild to me. And I don't even know. Look, I'm sure it's Bills fans and Minnesota Vikings fans and yada, yada, yada. But for me, I don't care where it stems from. Like, it's just common sense. Watch the video, man. I mean, that doesn't matter what's going
on.
Like,
what I was
it's not
say,
it, there's nothing, there's no context. That's not a moment to say, "Well, see, I told you so," or "Yeah, this is going to get old." No, it's not actually. The dude's out there doing like elite stuff. The dude's out there communicating with his quarterback after he threw a touchdown to somebody else, which Diggs actually celebrated. If you watch the film, it's like next level stuff of, hey, let's not just ignore the route as a whole just because you threw a touchdown and say F the rest of it, forget what happened. No, I'm just going to tell you, here's the deal. I'm a deep shot too, and if we get this again, here's how I'm going to attack this safety, and maybe we can be on the same page there. I just don't understand the, like, it's like everybody's chomping at the bit to have some negative approach or negative take. And boy, that one just completely missed.
Listen, I appreciate you giving the potential of what the football conversation was and saying like this was a football conversation. For me, there was nothing about that looked confrontational. Like, you know, you can go pull up some Stephon Diggs moments and outbursts on the sideline with Josh Allen and some of the coaching staff. That you could see there was clearly something confrontational. That was nothing about that he, like, I don't even know how you watched that and say to yourself, "Uh-oh, here it goes." Like, I don't even know how you looked at that and thought, "Man, these two are getting into it." It clearly looked like two guys.
I mean, it's just silly.
Man, but it was like, there's nothing about it. I don't even know how anyone could watch that and jump to that conclusion. Like, it's like with Draymond. Yeah, we could see Draymond get animated, but you know the difference between Draymond animated and him punching out a teammate.
Right.
Or dragging Rudy Gobert out of the club. Like, you could see the difference. That was clearly two guys talking about, I don't know, they might even talk about that play. They may be talking about something else. It was clearly good conversation. Nothing about that was.
Well, I mean, it's exactly what you would want. I mean, the value in, forget the talent of the guy, but the value in having a receiver that is aware of, hey, that was a great play, and I'm going to celebrate for Tank. I'm going to throw my hands up, all that kind of stuff, but let's go over to the sideline and let's talk about what the hell we saw, and let's learn from it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.